Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad you're back. Glad we are back together again as we get ready to look into the future. Something that we normally do on Thursdays. That's right. Some of you have picked up on that pattern, right? Most Thursdays, not all, but most Thursdays, we look into the future. Take a look at what some of the movers and shakers have coming down the road for us. And try to decide whether we like what we're hearing and reading, or whether we're a little concerned or a whole lot concerned. Maybe in some cases even downright scared. All right, we're looking into the future today, and we're going to probably take a look at a couple of things. One of them having to do with what Pew has found out about what a lot of Americans are saying about automation and where it's going to lead. I should reword that, not where the automation is going to lead. Where the automotive innovators are going to lead us. And whether we like it, whether we like some of it, whether we're really excited, we're looking forward to it, whether we're saying, come on, can we just stop where we are? Go no further. Later on, we'll take a look at cell phones. Yes, indeed, cell phones. What's happening with cell phones? How many of the features do you use on your smartphones? They can do so much. You know, that smartphone can tell us where the nearest gas station is and give us the directions to it. They can give us the weather report, play music for us. Of course, we can send written messages. We can certainly do the voice calls as well. How many of the features on your phone do you normally use? How many of you use the flashlights that are on your phones? How many of you use your phones to connect to the internet, whether you're reading the news or you're doing your social media networking? How many of you use the cameras on your phones on a regular basis? How many of you use the calculators on your phones? I mean, there's just a whole lot of stuff that these smartphones can do for us. Of course, they can be used to track us, and that's something that some of the people, even some people who pretend to be our friends, like to use the phones for. Yes, there are pros and cons to that, and that's what we're going to be looking at, as a matter of fact, when we get ready to talk about the smartphones. We're going to see what procon.org has to say about what we are saying about smartphones. You know, I often ask you all what you think about it, and once in a while I'll give you an idea what I think about this or think about that. But I also like for us to then get an idea of what some of the organizations out there have discovered that we are saying about these various issues. So starting out with automation, we looked at the fact that there are Americans who are expressing some concern. And by the way, this focus will be what Americans are having to say about these topics and not so much people around the world. Right now, we're just focusing on what Americans are saying. So we know that we've looked at the whole issue of autonomous vehicles and how Americans feel about the vehicles that drive themselves without the aid of us Homo sapiens. How about that future in which robots and computers can perform many of the jobs currently done by humans? Now, you got to remember this now. The robots are not creating themselves. And truth be told, the robots aren't even thinking about this. Robots didn't even think about robots. Humans are making these computers and robots, and humans are the ones developing the computers and the robots. So I again want to ask you, let's just project ourselves 40 years into the future. let's say 30 years into the future. And let's say 18 to 20% of the jobs that had been traditionally performed by us Homo sapiens are being performed by computers, computerized robots, Hubots. One of the things that they'll call these artificial intelligence machines that are made to look like humans. 30 years from now, 18 to 20%, 20 to 30% of the jobs that have been traditionally held by humans are being done by Hubots, artificial intelligence. Now, the reason I say try to project ourselves into that future 30 years from now is because I want us to think about how we have responded historically when jobs were taken, quote unquote, by machines. Let's think, for example, about the auto industry and how there were so many solidly middle class fortunes built up, developed, because so many people were able to get good paying jobs with good benefits in the auto industry without any college education. And then the word came, hey, look, we're going to be automating. We're going to have more and more automated delivery of services in this industry. And people kept hoping for the best. No, it won't happen. It won't happen. Well, at least it won't hit me. And many, 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 many people were devastated as they lost their jobs when that which had been foretold happened. Automation hit. It didn't hit overnight, but it came, and suddenly, seemingly, it was here. Jobs were gone, and a lot of people were not prepared to do anything else. And on it has gone. More and more automation, more and more difficulty with folks getting jobs. Of course, we know that a lot of the situation now is to hire people to work part-time only. Few benefits, if any. And so a lot of people are having to work two and three jobs, are truly having to work two and three jobs, not because they want to live a very, very high lifestyle, but to make ends meet. Think about the stress that people have experienced as a result. And then try to project ourselves 30 years in the future. We've looked back historically and we brought ourselves up to the present. Now let's project ourselves 30 years into the future. And I'm just pulling down numbers. We're roughly 20%. Let's just assume roughly 20% of jobs formerly held by people are now held by the artificial intelligence. What kinds of emotional scenarios you think we'll be experiencing? What kind of social scenarios do you think we'll be experiencing? Do you think that the coming automation revolution will bring about more peace or more stress in the land? Okay, we looked at some of those concerns. Now let's get back to that. The public expressing a number of concerns. When asked about, we looked at those two issues. We also looked at the possibility of fully autonomous robot caregivers for older adults, our older family members, and the possibility that a computer program could evaluate and select job candidates and the companies have no human involvement. Just let the computers do the whole thing. Initial evaluation, final interviews, boom, you're hired, or boom, you're not hired. No human involvement. All right. The public expressed concerns about all of this. And for the most part, Americans are more worried than enthusiastic about a future where automation is, taking over. The public expressed quite a few concerns when asked about the likely outcomes that they anticipate from technological developments. For instance, 76% of Americans expect that economic inequality will become much worse, much better, or remain about the same if robots and computers are able to perform many of the jobs that are currently done by humans. That's your quiz question. 76% of Americans expect that economic inequality will become much worse, much better, or remain about the same if robots and computers are able to perform many of the jobs that are currently done by humans. A lot of you thought about that, and you're exactly right. If we have more robots and computers doing not just some, but they keep saying many. I was estimating on the low side, saying 30 years from now, just assume 20% of the jobs done by humans being done by automation. 76% of Americans do indeed expect that economic inequality will become much worse. How could it go any other way? 75% anticipate that the economy will not create many new or better paying jobs for humans if this scenario becomes a reality. Some of the thinking goes, you know, amongst our business leaders has gone over the past several decades, hey, let's outsource these jobs to people at other countries because with them being as poor as they are, we can pay them much, much less than we pay our fellow American citizens, and we can get the same job done for much less money, and yet it'll be more money than the people in those countries have been making. And so although they should be paid more, some of them will be kind of happy with the pay that we'll give them. Not talking about the slave trade, the slave market, slave labor, where they're basically paying people almost enough just to keep a meal on the table from one day to the next. But talking about where they're paying them enough to move into middle class status, even though they may not be making as much as we make here, it is truly middle class where they are. Let's take the jobs over there. We'll pay much less. Let's pay much less here, and let's offer fewer full-time jobs and more part-time jobs. Actually, that's something that's being done around the world. Pay less, less, less. And as a result, people suffer more and more and more. And so if jobs can be shifted around from one part of the world to other parts of the world, and as a result, incomes are brought down, salaries and wages, that helps to, one of the factors that helps to keep salaries and wages down. And, hey, more part-time jobs and fewer full-time jobs, that helps to hold incomes down. What will happen when we add to the mix more and more artificial intelligence to take these jobs? You suppose some kind of way we'll be finding ourselves with higher incomes? 64% of Americans expect that people will have a hard time finding things to do with their lives if forced to compete with advanced robots and computers for jobs. And think about how important it is to us to feel productive, like we are making a difference in the world. It doesn't matter what our ethnicity is. Doesn't matter what our gender is. A lot of us really do want to feel like our lives are making a difference. We're being productive. What happens if we have more and more jobs being taken by computers? How often will computers need to take vacations? How long do they need to take for lunch breaks? Artificial intelligence in the form of human bodies, human hair, human looking hair, human looking eyes, human looking shapes. Beam myself into the future. human-like voices. And you know, one of the things that they're doing is they're trying to develop the Hubots, humanoids, whatever you want to call them, to the point where they can read body language, facial expressions, etc., and try to be able to tap into what we're thinking, what we're feeling emotionally, and use those abilities even in counseling. I don't mean helping humans train better as counselors. I mean using the artificial intelligence, the Hubots, robots in the form of humans, to actually serve as the counselors. Hell yeah, they're taking this thing deep.